No, we're still too young.
Hey, it's your girl, Okiniwa, and I'm back. And you're now tuning in to In the Know with Okiniwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. On tonight's show, I have featured guest Frankie Ray, who will be on for the first half of the show. And I will be highlighting singer-songwriter Lyric Stones for the second half of the show. But before I get started, for all you artists, musicians, and songwriters that are trying to get your music played on the IO radio show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Internet L radio show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@internetlent.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@internetlent.com.
All right, for all those who may just be tuning in, my featured guest for this evening will be Frankie Ray, and I will also be highlighting artist Lyric Stones. So I want to introduce my guest who goes by the name Frankie Ray. How are you doing this evening, Frankie?
Great. How are you?
I am doing good.
Yay. So happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know what? You are so welcome. I know that you've been, you know, busy doing your thing. So I'm glad that you're able to be on the show with me this evening.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Can you tell me what it is that you're up to at this time?
So at this time, you know what? I'm going through a good point in my life. I have to say that. I am writing new music. I'm taking time off the end of the year just to, like, be with my family. I'm still playing gigs, but I'm using this time to just kind of write and reflect and get things ready for the new year. I would like to release a single in the spring. That was kind of my goal. And I already have a song prepared for it, but I also am just kind of taking this end of the year time to just reflect and focus on my goals and focus on myself and just kind of see what I want to do, you know, what kind of new direction I want to take. Like, do I want to keep writing the same music? Do I want to, I don't know, branch off into something different? I'm just kind of this whole, like, when you said right now what I'm doing with my life, like at this moment, it's like I'm just trying to take a minute to reflect on myself and figure out what kind of music I want to continue writing and what I want to do for the next year. You know, I don't know. You kind of have to, I feel like after every year, you have to reflect and look back and see what worked and what didn't work. And that's kind of what I'm doing. You know, what can I reflect on? What can I cut and what can I include? So, I don't know, the end of the year is always kind of a bittersweet time for me. You know, there's always so much to reflect on, and so you got to say goodbye to some things, and you have to say hello to some new ideas. And that's kind of where I'm at now. The end of the year is always a bittersweet time. That's why I love doing podcasts at the end of the year, because I always have this, like, bittersweet kind of, like, attitude about everything, so... That's kind of like up in the air. I don't know. I've got like two hands in the air and I'm just kind of balancing. Like, I don't know. What do I want to do, festivals or do I want to do coffee shops? So what do I want to do? So I don't know. It's an interesting question to ask at this time of the year.
All right. Well, then let me ask you this. This is for my fans so they can get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
At what age was it when you started singing, and when was it that you realized that music was going to be part of your life?
So I love this question because for me, I think I realized it before. I realized that music was a part of my life before I even knew that I realized it. For example, like I remember watching Barney in the, so I was born in 88. So, like, early 90s, you know, Barney was a big thing, and all of the stuff was really musical, all the puppets dancing around, and I just remember every time I'd play with my friends, I would turn everything into a musical. Like, I'd be like, we'd be playing ball, and I'd say, you know, pass the ball, or I'd just make up some song about passing the ball, and I'd imagine that we're all just, like, breaking out in song, and I think, like, you know, obviously that's not the way the world works. So I kind of just like assumed that that's the way it did work. So I always knew music was a part of me when I was a little kid, but I also didn't realize that you can make a living out of it. I didn't really know how to do all of that. So as I got older, I kept singing, and then I kind of realized that I did have a singing voice because most of my family, they could all sing and they all played instruments. And I grew up in that world of watching them sing and watching them play music and watching my mother write songs and sing them. And I just kind of said, oh, okay, this is something everyone must do. And then I kind of realized that not everyone does it. And I was like, oh, this is kind of special and cool. And then I just kind of kept with it. And I want to say around high school was when I got serious about playing guitar. Because I was always singing before. Like I said, I've watched Barney and like all these shows and I would sing along. And, you know, I thought singing was something everyone did. And then in high school, I realized that it wasn't something everyone did. And then I realized that you could actually make a living off of it. And you could actually do that as a, you know, as a thing. Like it's, you could make your own music career. And I, you know, started talking to my mom about playing guitar, and she would teach me chords, and my brother would teach me chords, and he had some success in the music industry as well. And once, I would say probably like 2004, I would say, that was when I started high school on, I kind of just, it was almost like a snowball effect, you know, like writing songs and then performing songs and then saying like, oh, I can actually record the songs and then post the songs on the internet, you know, so it just kind of snowballed into that. But, you know, singing started very, very early. Guitar started about high school for me. So that's kind of the story. I kind of learned of it when I was around 13. I was like, oh, not everyone does this. Okay. that's kind of how it all started, you know.
Well, as you said, with you starting early and you learning to play the guitar, you deciding that by in high school, this was the way you wanted to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read something about you.
Yeah. Sorry, I misunderstood. What was that you asked?
I read something about you.
Yeah.
And I just need you to clarify this up for me.
I
read that you did 388 shows in 1 year. In 2021,
I want to say I'm very blessed to live in Florida because in the area that I live in, I'm very blessed because we have a lot of tourism here in like Clearwater, Florida, mid central western Florida. We have a lot of tourism, which means all of our bars want music. And I know it's controversial, but right after the pandemic, a lot of people were moving down to Florida really quickly. And I think, you know, the restaurants saw that and the restaurants say, well, we got to get the music back really quickly. So in 2021, the reason I racked up so many gigs was because I was so scared. I mean, it's weird to just have all your work, like, just disappear. You know, everyone dealt with that. And I was kind of like, man, I need to like, so when 2021 hit and I was getting gigs back, I said to myself, well, I need to get as many as I can, like just say no to nothing, like just say yes to everything. No doesn't exist in my vocabulary. So I was just like racking them up. But I was doing, I mean, triples. I was doing like three a day and then two a day and then three a day and then two a day. I mean, it was like my voice was just shot. You know, it was. I feel like I learned a lot in that year, though, even more than, you know, the previous 4 years that I had been doing this as a full-time job. And I was in this mindset. I was like, I can't say no. I can't say no to anything. We just went through a whole pandemic of people saying no to us, no music, because, like, I don't have a right to say no to anything. So I just overworked myself, you know, which I'm happy I did it because I learned a lot. And now I know that my voice can't really handle 388 gigs a year. But I did it. I did it 1 year, you know. So 2022, I scaled it back a little bit. And then this year, I scaled it back a little bit more because I know we're kind of coming out of this pandemic age and it's kind of getting back to normal. So, but that whole 388 gigs a year, I mean, I'm happy I did it, but it was wild. And I think a lot of it was, too, because there were also musicians who were kind of, you know, not wanting to, I guess play as much, which I understand. I understand why they didn't, you know. And I was just kind of like, I'll take it, I'll do whatever, you know. And the new restaurants, there was a couple new restaurants that opened up during that time, too, in our area, which is weird. I guess that was just when they had it scheduled, and then they needed music, and it just turned out to be 388 that year. It was insane. It was fun, but it was insane.
Well, thank you for explaining that to me, because I was like,
yeah,
okay.
I know. It requires an explanation. I think when people see 388, they're like, hold on, I need you to talk about this.
My thing was, what was your mindset? I mean, how did you, you know, take it all in when you realized it was 388? But,
yeah,
you know.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's the point where just like, what? I know. And I slept a lot. Whenever, if I wasn't playing a gig, I was sleeping. You know, and it made sense that I didn't release. That's the thing. I didn't release any music that year. I didn't write anything that year. I didn't have any pictures. I didn't have anything creative that year. So it's like, I was a workhorse that whole year. And then but I didn't do anything creative, which kind of, toward the end of the year, I was like, wow, I didn't write one song this year, which is not like me, because I usually write a ton a year, you know? So I'm happy that I realized to scale back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play your song. This is Foot and Mouth by independent artist Frankie Ray.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
Any minute now I'll make it weird. Put my foot in my mouth. That's how it always works out. Any minute now you pull away, misinterpret what I say. I never say anything right, and I feel the blank stare, so I tell myself that I don't care. I mean, what good does it do? And what have I trying to prove? I ask myself, is it worth it? Everybody asks me where I'm going next. I'd have a plan if I could only find my head. But what's so wrong with staying here instead? Hustling through the races with nothing to show. My tired eyes look desperate. I know it's this all to get ahead of a charade. Song and dance to forget the plans I've made. I feel like I'm always on trial here, justifying what's never clear. I mean, what good does that do? And what am I trying to prove? So I'll just paint on my happy face and clown around, waiting for who knows putting on a show. I'll never have to wonder where I'm going next, 'cause I'd say anywhere is just as good as here. And maybe, just maybe, Mr. Githo will appear. Ooh, yeah, sure, it'll all work out. place. Any minute now I'll make it weird, put my foot in my mouth. That's how it always works out. I ask myself, is it worth it to sit around waiting for Godot? Is it all a show? Everybody asks me where I'm going next. I'd have a plan if I could only find my head. But what's so wrong with staying here instead? Will I just stay here instead?
Every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. All right, everyone, that song you just heard was my featured guest this evening, independent artist Frankie Ray. And the song is entitled Foot and Mouth. Okay, thank you. How did you come up with the process of this song?
So this song, you know what's funny? Before I wrote this song, I had already had another one that I was working on, and I got so frustrated with it that I was like, whatever, I'll just forget about this song. And I just started strumming the melody for Foot and Mouth. And for some reason, I was able to write that song in one day, which is so bizarre to me because I had this one song that I was working on for months and I just couldn't get it to work. And I was like, whatever, I guess I'm not going to write a song today. So then I just started screwing around with those chords. And then for some reason, I don't know, it was just, this happens to me in like some of my favorite songs that I write. It's like I just kind of sit there for a minute and I stare at the page and it's almost like I hear, it's almost like the song's already been written. I just have to like tap in and find it. And that's what it was for Foot and Mouth. Like when I was coming up with like the rhymes and the lyrics and everything, I was like, oh, this is it. This is the song. And then I just go into this weird daze. And then I just like forget myself for 3 hours. And then I just finish it. And it's so weird how it all just comes together. I wish I had a more detailed explanation of how I write my songs. Like I know it's good to, you know, just kind of sit there and, you know, I've talked to songwriters and they say you do have to treat it like a job. You have to sit there and finish the song, you know, treat it like a job. Just, you can't just wait for it to come to you. You have to kind of just do it. But for me, I try to do that. And I don't know, I always scrap those songs. It's always the ones that just come to me out of nowhere. And Foot and Mouth was very much that way for me. It just came to me out of nowhere. And it, I don't know, I guess I describe it as like I have this little imaginary person on my shoulder. It's like the version of me that wants to say things that can't. And when I tap into that version of me, it speaks for me. And I just find myself, I don't know, they just come to me. It's so weird. I wish, I sound crazy right now, don't I?
No, you don't.
What
inspired you to write this song?
I don't know. The songs just come to me like Foot and Mouth. I was just so frustrated about wanting to be something more than I already am. And I felt like I was just waiting around for Godot. And I'm just like, well, I don't know. Does any of it matter? Like, I don't know. It's, you know, everyone has an opinion about whatever you do in like the music industry. It's like you have to impress the labels. You have to impress the A&R people. You have to impress the audience. It's like you impress everyone other than yourself, even though you're the one who's writing the music and it's for your own expression anyway. So that's just kind of what the song was about. I just kind of got to this point where I'm just like, I'm not really trying to impress anyone anymore. I just want to write what's in my heart and be honest and be truthful. And that's kind of where that song came from. And whatever comes from it, whatever I get out of it, whether I'm like Taylor Swift famous or not, you know, like I just, kind of where I'm at, you know.
Okay. How would you say, for my listeners, if they want to find out more about you, how would they go about doing that?
So my website is frankieray.com, Frankie with an I-E, and then Ray is spelled R-A-Y-E, frankieray.com. That's my website. And then my social media handle is Frankie Ray Music for everything, except for Twitter. Oh, they don't call it Twitter anymore, do they? It's X now, right?
No.
They have to show you how little I use Twitter. Well, it's my at X or X at Twitter is Frankie_Ray. But that is all on my website. I know it's hard to remember all the handles, but luckily I keep my handles pretty consistent, all except for Twitter. So you can go to my website and find pretty much everything. Yeah.
All right. If there is one thing or one message out there that you would like to give to your fans, what would that be?
Be honest. Be honest in whatever you do. Make sure whatever you do is serving you in the right way. And this is all in the same thing. And I'm not giving like millions of pieces of advice. I'm just saying be honest to yourself. Don't change yourself for anyone. Because at the end of the day, no one knows anything. So just be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. And that's going to project on other people. Just be honest above all things. Be true to yourself. Be honest.
I like that. Yeah.
I know. Be honest. I mean, really, like, everyone has an opinion about who you should be or what you should do. And it's kind of just like, well, do what's you. Do what's honest to you and what's in your heart. That's my takeaway. Life so far in my short 35 years of life.
Hey, 35 years is 35 years.
I know. Be honest.
When you're preparing, and this is when you're getting ready to go on stage, What is it you go through in order to prepare?
So for technical things that I do is I always do like a couple of vocal warm-ups, like da 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 da. I have a app on my phone called Vocal Scales, and they give you all kinds of vocal warm-ups. That's what I do, and I always stretch my fingers. I try to steam up my voice, like vocal cords. I have like a little vocal steamer. So those are technical things. More mental things that I try to do. I just kind of try to relax in my car for a minute and like look at the audience and kind of talk to some people, maybe go order some food, just kind of see who's there and get the vibe. That's kind of what I try to do. And a lot of times the vibe is different. Sometimes the vibe is very refined and kind of, you know, you got to do more, I don't know how to say it, more not proper songs, but I can get the vibe if they want me to be rowdy and loud or if they want me to be calm and quiet. So I kind of try to get the vibe first. And that's what I do. Other than that, I just do my vocal warm-ups and drink some water and talk to some people and just see what's going on for the night and just try to have a good show. And then if it's an original show, way different. I talk to people and see why they're here. Are you here for the music? You know, well, obviously they're there for the music, but what I mean is like, you know, who are you here to see? You know, because usually for original shows, you have a bunch of artists on one bill, and I just kind of try to talk to people and get the vibe. That's basically what I do aside from my vocal warm-ups. So yeah, that's it. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. Well, Frankie, I want to thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me. You guys are great. Thank you.
Before you go, is there anything you would like to say to the listeners?
Let's see. I was on an episode of The Daily Show recently. That episode aired November 27th. So if you are able to see The Daily Show, go check out the November 27th episode. You'll see me. I was walking through New York on 2 hours of sleep.
You have a nice evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Love you. Bye.
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday night called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music, video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go!
All right, everyone. The artist that I will be highlighting tonight for the second half goes by the name of Lyric Stone. Lyric Stone is a independent EDM artist who is emerging out of New Hampshire. She's a singer-songwriter. Lyric Stone is an artist destined for success. Lyric is a survivor of childhood trauma and mental illness. She found Christ at the age of 18, and from that moment has never looked back. Although her journey was not easy, she worked hard at becoming disciplined and characterized. That helped her become a better person for her and her family. Even after her success with her debut release, Take This Heart, the song was about drug addiction and overdose, which was a big thing that was going on at the time of the release in 2022. This was recorded and produced in a collaboration with Dr. James, another excellent EDM praised and worshipped artist. Dr. James was a featured guest on In the Know with Okiniwa back on August 11th of 2022. If you hadn't heard that show before, you may want to go check that out. Lyric's music touches the soul and connects with humanity. This is because she can relate. Lyric says, "We all come from places of desperation." Well, there are many ways to escape pain. Jesus is truly the door for transformation that transcends over human experience. Her faith in God is what helped her write her latest single. This led the way to Lyric's latest release, New Day, giving hope to listeners, encouraging them to overcome negativity. Her angelic vocals echo through emotive keys and explodes, sings drops for dance house sound. This falls in the likes of artists like Claire Bandit, BB Rex, and Becky Hill, just to name a few. Lyric's latest release, New Day, started out on September 15th of 2023. Here is the latest release by Lyric Stone. This is New Day. Enjoy.
Hold on, another day. Faith will make a way. You hear what they say. Who are they anyway? Courage is what it takes. Late with
with heaven's grace. A night for God is what it takes.
Independent artist Lyric Stones. We all have come to the end of the show, and it really feels good to be back hosting the show. I definitely want to send a shout out to all my listeners. The next In the Know with Ocean Wash show will be my holiday show, which is scheduled for December 21st. At 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure to check out the December segment of In the Mix with DJ Shashin. The segment took place last Thursday on December 7th and was hosted by DJ Shashin. Also, check out the next segment of Getting Real with Roz, which will air on December 18th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. You all have a lovely evening. Good night.
Thank you.